Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopala Krishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Of my lecture series in Madras for the coming 4 days. In fact, wherever the Indian approach on dharma, the Indian approach on life, Indian approach on spirituality, customs and rituals, and so on. These Indian approaches, whenever we explain to the school students up to the level of IIT professors, a glaring change in the facial expression, also in the mind of the listeners, that we could experience, we could feel that, we could see that. I'm sure that India is coming back to the glorious, very positive traditions. And as it is rightly told that the 21st century belongs to India, that we can see clearly. Variety of Indian informations are spreading world over with all its scientific impact. Why it is so? The reason is that Indian spirituality, Indian customs, Indian vision, Indian philosophy, Indian lifestyle, all these are based on purely scientific foundation. Even though we are ignorant about it, even though we think that they are superstition, the scientists, the medical professional personalities, then they conducted systematic analysis of every bit of our knowledge. The proof is readily available to show that Indian thoughts are adaptable and adaptable anywhere in the world, because they are most appropriate for the modern lifestyle. To start with, as the subject title of the lecture stands, Sanatana Dharma, a scientific approach. Point by point, I am mentioning to you our approach to the total Indian philosophy is like this. Satcha anubhavayatrashto na sruto na gurudarshita lokana upakaraya etat sarvam pradarshita. Meaning is that satcha anubhavayatrashto, whatever you are following, whatever you are doing, that should have a sound and scientific anubhava based experience. You should have your own experience. So first, get the experience of that, whatever you are going to advise, whatever you are going to perform. Na sruto na guru darshita. Don't follow anything blindly. By seeing that my guru has told this, or ancient people have performed this, so I am am also doing. Don't do that. Whatever may be the words, whatever may be the advice, whatever may be the charas that you are performing, do scientific analysis. Conduct every bit of it, this scientific experiment. Then see the result. Then go ahead. This approach, only Indian philosophy, Indian knowledge had as well as it has. So we can see anubhava, based on our anubhava, we should learn what is correct, what is wrong. Now, it is told that parikshayastu khalu prayojanam. If somebody is telling you that Surya Namaskara is excellent for your health, what you have to do? Do Surya Namaskara about 1 week. See what is the difference that is taking place in your body. Then get that experience by the experiment that you are performing. Then you will know that Surya Namaskara is the best exercise for everyone, now approved even by World Health Organization as the king of the exercises. So when somebody is telling you Surya Namaskara is good, do it, experiment it, then go ahead. Somebody else is telling you Ekadashi Vratam is very good, then continuously follow Ekadashi Vratam for 3-4 months. See that what is the change taking place in your intestine system. 36 feet long intestine is there. Once in a while it is to be cleaned during Ekadashi day. You can clean your total intestine. Best advocated by All India Institute of Medical Science. So, you see, Ekadashi is not merely spirituality, but more than that, your health-based achara. So, parikshayastu khalu prayojana. Conduct experiment, then understand it. Now, as the next step, shastram pramanam ityuchyate. What is shastram pramanam iti uchyate? The meaning is that whatever maybe you are doing, there should be a sound scientific basis for that. If sound scientific basis is not there, then you conduct experiment, then only go ahead. That is why even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, while concluding Bhagavad Gita advice to Arjuna, told that iti te jnanamakhyadam kuhyat kuhyadaram maya vimrasya etat asheshena yatha icchasi tadha kuyu. What is the meaning? Meaning is very clear. Hey Arjuna, I have given you the in-depth knowledge on Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, Sannyasa Yoga, Karma Sannyasa Yoga, Sanghya Yoga, and so on. I gave you fantastic advice, and every bit of Bhagavad Gita is nothing but jewels. And after giving the advice, Lord Krishna told, either whatever I have told you, asheshena vimrasya, critically analyze whatever I have told you. After the analysis, yatha icchasi tatha kuru. Whatever you want to follow, you can follow. You are free to follow. Whether you want to fight, go ahead. You don't want to fight, you want to go back from the battle field, then also you have got the permission. Just I wanted to convey you that we never instruct anybody to follow blindly whatever is told in the books. We never have told. In fact, in Vedas it is told, शिक्षा सहिभ्या हविषिस्वधाव स्वयं यजस्व धन्वं प्रधान। शिक्षा सखिभ्य हविषि स्वधाव। यू शुड लर्न विद द हेल्प ऑफ अदर फ्रेंड्स। आस्क द क्वेश्चन। शिक्षायै प्रश्निनम्। गो ऑन आस्किंग क्वेश्चन। उपशिक्षायै उपप्रश्निनम्। फॉर नोइंग स्मॉल स्मॉल थिंग्स आस्क स्मॉल स्मॉल क्वेश्चन। फॉर नोइंग बिग बिग थिंग्स आस्क बिग बिग क्वेश्चन। सो हाउ ब्यूटिफुली दे हैव देन शिक्षा सखिभ्य। डोंट लर्न एवरीथिंग अलोन। With the help of others, you try to learn and then you get yourself enlightened. Shiksha sahibhya avishiswadhava swayam yajasva dhanvam pradhana. Get yourself enlightened. How you should learn? Vishvata chakshu uta vishvato mukho vishvato bahu uta vishvata spada. Use your eyes, use your brain, use your hand, use your leg. Vishvata chakshu uta vishvato mukho vishvato vaku uta vishvata spada. Then tam vaku vyam tamadi. Analyze with your hand. Sampadatrayhi. Go wherever you have to go using your leg. Then बाहुभ्याम दमादि संपदत्रयहि। फाइनली यू विल कम टू ए पॉइंट। द्यावा पृथ्वी जनयन्तेव एकाः। यू गो ऑन एनालाइजिंग एवरीथिंग। फाइनली यू विल बी रीचिंग टू ए कंक्लूजन पॉइंट। यू विल बी रीचिंग टू ए पॉइंट इन विच यू विल नो दैट द होल यूनिवर्स इज कंट्रोल्ड बाय one power. You will come to a conclusion that whole universe is controlled by one power. Dhyava prithivi janayan deva ekaha. Meaning is very clear. Till then you go on understanding, analyzing and doing. So what really Indian approach on Sanatana Dharma is that you have to analyze every bit of what you are doing very systematically and scientifically. In fact, just take the case of Amma. What she is doing, analyze bit by bit. She is helping all the poor people on the one side. Why? It is important. Social upliftment. She is consecrating so many brahmasthanas. You may be doing brahmasthana pradita. Why it is required? Spiritual enlightenment is required. Social upliftment, spiritual enlightenment is required. Then she is establishing series of computer based educational academic institute. So brahmasthana on one hand, computer based technological institution on another, they are going hand in hand. Why? Scientific knowledge is required, social upliftment is required, spiritual upliftment is required, scientific knowledge is required. When earthquake occurred in bush, different area of Gujarat, which area, which happened? Constructed series of hundreds and thousands of very powerful houses distributed to poor people. It is required. Why? Roti, kapda aur makan. Ye sab cheeze chahiye hum logon ke liye. So that makan ke bare mein bhi soch vichar karna padta hai. She was looking into that also. Now pension distribution to poor people and the widows. That is required for giving self-respect for the pure people. So when you are doing something, see that integrated vision always occurred in India. It was always present in India, just like Amma does it. Ancient rishis also, they took science on one hand. You may be knowing Bharadwaja's Vimana Tantra. That book is published by us. We have published Bharadwaja's Vimana Tantra. But Bharadwaja was known as Maharshi, even though he was an engineer. Chandraka, even though he is a Pakka health scientist, Chandraka Samhita, we call him Chandraka Maharshi. Susruta Samhita deals with the subject of health, but we call him Susruta Maharshi. So those who are dealing with the science, we call them Maharshi. Those who are dealing with the subject of spirituality, them also we call Maharshi. Valmiki Maharshi, Vasishta Maharshi, Vedavyasa Maharshi. So those who are handling the subject of spirituality, also those who are handling the subject of pure science, we call them as Maharshis. Why? We gave equal trust, importance for both science and spirituality. In fact, only in India you can see that science and spirituality went hand in hand. Science and spirituality go hand in hand, past as well as present. That is why Amma has got super speciality hospital, Amma has got computer based education, Amma has got Brahmasthana Pratishtha. This was the tradition of India. In India, none of the scientists were burnt alive in the fire. You can see in the Europe, up to Galileo's period, Galileo, Copernicus, Tycho Brahe, and so many people, they were all threatened by the church because they wanted to see that no science was progressing beyond the level of Bible. It was not permitted. Questioning Bible was not at all expected there. Here it was not. You question even Lord Krishna, we never bothered about it. You know? See, you can question Sri Rama, you can question Sri Krishna, but not with disrespect, but with respect. We question with respect. If I have got difference of opinion with somebody, with respect we question why it is so. But there it is not like that. If anybody is against in Bible, it is told that you should believe everything without questioning. Chodyam cheyyade vishwasippin. Chodyam cheyyade vishwasippin. Without asking any question, you should believe that, you should have faith. In India, tatasya kupoyam iti bruvana ka pujuksha tharajalam divat. Saying that this well, there is a well, that well is dug by my father. My father dug a well. At that time, the well had very good potable water. Now what happened? Unfortunately, the well has got salt water. Saying that, I respect my father, and we are not taking salt water. It is not required. For showing respect to my father, I need not take salt water from the well which is dug by him. If it is good, if it is useful, if it is presently adaptable, use it. Otherwise, forget about it. So this vision, scientific temper, scientific approach, asking questions and learning everything, that is in fact Indian approach. So whenever your children ask one question, why we are going to temple, tell them the scientific meaning. Standing in front of the sanctum sanctorum, as I have told you, during my last visit, you are getting energized that you are coming to the temple because every Hindu temple is a quantum healing center. A quantum healing center. Energization. What does it mean? Before entering into this temple, you just analyze your aura using a computer. I repeat that sentence. Before entering into the temple, you analyze your aura using a computer. Kshetrathinakathekku karakkunnathinu munpu computer upayogichu aura ethrayundennu nokkam. After standing 10-15 seconds in front of the temple, do one pradakshina, take the prasadam, go out, take your aura. Aura ethrayanu nokka darshanathinu shesham. You can see that your aura is increased from 0.6 feet, that is half a foot, to about 2.5 feet. It will be increased. So why you are coming to temple? Energization of the body. It is very clear. Why you are praying before taking food? It is clear. In the bottom part of the stomach, saliva and digestive enzyme should accumulate before the rice or breakfast or idli dosa goes inside. So for making a layer of saliva, you are praying for 30 seconds before taking the food. So for everything, why we should not put our head towards northern direction while sleeping? Why it is so simple? Hemoglobin is present in our body. Hemoglobin has to take oxygen to our brain. Brain capillary blood vessels are so narrow, as narrow as our hair. When you are lying parallel to the magnetic meridian of earth, blood circulation to the brain, it will be stopped, slowed down. So enough oxygen will not be reaching to your brain. So when you are putting your head towards east, blood circulation is normal. When you are putting your head towards north, blood circulation is hindered for the brain. So the achara has got pure science. And like this, every bit of Indian thoughts is also scientific. You know, in India, even the concept of God is not at single stage. Concept of God, the deepest portion of concept of God, as you might have heard, Brahma Chaitanyam. You have heard about it, no? Brahma Upasana, Brahma Chaitanyam, Brahma Andam, Brahma Avar, Brahma Vaivartam, Brahman. It's a very common word which we use. So when we say the last point of divinity or concept of God in India, that is Brahman. In fact, what is Brahman? Every sannyasi say, Brahman is the one you cannot feel, you cannot understand. But understanding Brahman concept is so simple, provided you have got little bit science with you. Because according to Kena Upanishad, Brahma Chaitanyam is so defined. Brahma Chaitanyam is defined as Yat Chakshusha Na Pashyati. Brahma Chaitanyam, you cannot see with your eyes, but Ena Chakshumshi Pashyati. Brahma Chaitanyam is that power which makes your eyes workable, working, or you can see others, you can see other things only because eyes are controlled by the Brahma Chaitanyam. The Brahma Chaitanyam is the cause of functioning of your eyes. Yat srotrena na srinovati brahma chaitanya. You can hear by your ears, but yena srotramidam srutam. You are hearing every word, every music, every sound, and you are understanding that sound only because Brahma Chaitanya is present in your body. Your heart is working about 65, 66, 67 times. Heartbeat is taking place in a minute. Who is controlling that heartbeat? Is it that the owner of the body is controlling the heartbeat? Is it that my heartbeat I am controlling? Suppose I want to tell my heart, dear heart, you are inside my body, you should not beat 65 times, you should beat only 50 times, round figure. I want my heart to beat round figure, 50 or 100 times, 65, 66 is not a round figure. You go on instructing your heart will not be obeying you. You are breathing 16 times per minute. You tell your lungs, you should breathe 25 times, round figure, but 20 times. Though 16 is an odd number, I cannot remember that number. Your lungs will not obey you. Your blood circulation is taking place spontaneously. Your eyes are seeing many things spontaneously. Your nose is working spontaneously. A jasmine flower comes in front of you. The smell is identified by the brain spontaneously. When sambar you are taking, you know that it is not aviyal, you know that it is not kavan, you know that it is not erisheri, pusheri and palasheri. You know that it is sambar. How you know it is sambar? That tongue tastes sambar, that taste is taken to the brain, and the brain has got a memory bit somewhere where sambar taste is kept in the brain. Now ask the question, how the sambar taste is kept in the brain? Is it that sambar is kept in the brain? Sambar cannot be taken to brain. And sambar taste is kept in the brain, is it as a CD, compact disc, or floppy disk, or photograph, or as chemical? You cannot answer. The taste of sambar, everything is kept in the brain. Sight, everything, mustard, rabbit, snake, tiger, lion, Swamiji. The moment you see Swamiji, you say that Swamiji, my paradox. You just immediately ask, what is his name? So his name is kept in some corner of your brain. The moment you see Swamiji, that area gets activated. It informs you that this is the name of Swamiji. You met the Swamiji day before yesterday. You discussed with the Swamiji these many matters. All these things are coming as memory to your mind. How these are kept in the brain? You don't know. Only answer you can give is, you don't know. How all this kept in the brain? You don't know. Yesudas music, how it is kept? Balamurli Krishna sound is kept in the brain. And S.P. Balasubramanian sound is also kept in your brain. Your wife's sound is also kept in your brain. Husband's sound, children's sound, everything is recorded. Somewhere it is kept in the brain. Ask the question to your brain, how you are storing all these things? Your brain will say that the Brahma Chaitanyam, the ultimate power, the omnipotent, omnipresent power of the universe, which is controlling everything, that we call Paramatma Chaitanyam. A small bit of Paramatma Chaitanyam is present in your body, which we call Jivatma Chaitanyam. Since that power is present in my body, as knowledge, what is meant by knowledge? When jasmine flower you smell, your brain recollect the smell of jasmine, the knowledge of the smell of jasmine, knowledge of the smell of rose, knowledge of the smell of Coimbatore Malli, knowledge of the smell of sambar, knowledge of the sound of Yesudas, knowledge of the sound of your wife, knowledge of the sight. Everything is inherently present. I use the word given by NASA scientist, self-awareness, self-consciousness is present in every living and non-living system. Remember this sentence. Self-awareness and self-consciousness are present in every living and non-living system, not told by the NASA scientist. That self-awareness and self-consciousness, ancient Indian rishis said that as prajnanam brahma. So prajnanam brahma, just I wanted to convey you that the ultra-modern science is hand in hand with the ultra-ancient Indian spirituality. Ultra-modern science is going hand in hand with ultra-ancient Indian spirituality. That prajnanam, which is present in everything, I use the word everything, right from atom to the universe, right from atom to the universe. Anuraniyan mahato mahiyan atma guhayam nihitosya jantoho. That Brahma Chaitanyam is present in Anu. What is Anu? Anu is atom. Apakarsya padyantam dravyam paramanu revam. Paramanu means inferior most particle of an atom. In that, Brahma Chaitanyam is present. Mahato Mahiyan, greater than the greatest, this universe. There also, Brahma Chaitanyam is present. That means, just to take NASA scientist words, in atoms, self-awareness, self-consciousness is present. In universe, self-awareness, self-consciousness is all present. That is what we call prajnanam brahma. This is Indian spiritual concept. And prajnanam is present in my body. Prajnanam is present in my body. Why I say it is present in my body? Simple. I wanted to convey you a subject, Sanatana Dharma, a modern scientific analysis. I wanted to convey you some message connected with that. When I am conveying this message to you, remember that the message is converted into English words and English words are coming through my sound box continuously to you. These English words are coming from my throat so continuously that I am not aware of what is going to be the next word which is coming from my mouth. I am not aware. But automatically it is coming. Every word is so selected from my brain and I am going on talking to you in English. You are going on systematically follow every English word and you are getting the message of that English word. That is why you are sitting without looking into words, without yawning. Why you are sitting? Because you are following every English word coming from me systematically. Why English word is coming from my mouth? Because the message of Sanatana Dharma is so qualified in my brain and it is coming to you as English words and English word is studied by 4th standard. So after 4th standard, those English words which I have studied, kept in my brain, every word is taken appropriately and adjusted without the grammar mistake and it is going to you. This my body is doing spontaneously. You are analyzing spontaneously. You are understanding spontaneously. Means, prajnanam is present in my body. So I say, Aham Brahmasmi. Why? Every system in my body is controlled by a particular power. When I sleep, my heart is not stopped. Breathing is not stopped. Eyesight is not stopped. Tongue is working. Even though I am in sound sleep, body is functioning continuously. Who controls this? Omnipotent, omnipresent power which is controlling the universe. A bit of that present in my body, that is controlling my body. So, I am divine power. I am part of the universal power. But in Bible, it is different. They always say, Oh sinners, Pavigale, Navritya. How can you be sinner? You are the manifestation of divine power and you can never be sinner. That is why Vedas say, Srinvandu Vishve Amratasya Putra Haye Dhamani Divyani Astu Srinvandu Vishve Amratasya Putra. Amratasya Putra, the son of immortals. That is the word Indian which is called. Let us sing the songs of the divine power. Aye Dhamani Divyani Astu. That is why we say Aham Brahmasmi. I am the manifestation of God. Tat Brahma Tvamasi Tat Tvamasi. What is the correct meaning of Tattvamasi? Tattvamasi, in between there is one more word. Tat Brahma Tvamasi. We say four Mahavakyas attest that. We say four Mahavakyas attest that. Prajnanam Brahma, connected with Rigveda. Aham Brahmasmi, connected with Yajurveda. Tat Brahma Tvamasi. Tat Tvamasi, connected with Samaveda. Ayam Atma Brahma, connected with Atharvaveda. So four Mahavakyas.